Now, many of us may hit the streets for a sport of running. It could be a regular keep fit regime or to raise funds. But let's face it, you don't need a huge amount of money to take up the sport. And if you want, you can run for pleasure, or you can even run to get to a professional level. And who knows, a Paralympian or an Olympian of the future. Now, when it comes to being visually impaired, sometimes that requires a little bit of extra help, and that could be in the form of a guide runner. Now, we're going to be chatting with Andrew Kerr from RNIB a bit later, who himself is visually impaired and enjoys a sport of running. But first of all, here's Tim Cook to tell us a little bit more about guide running itself. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Tell me, first of all, how did you get involved in the sport yourself?
I've been involved in the sport for over 30 years, and very briefly, I wanted to raise a bit of sponsorship money in memory of a cousin who'd passed away, and thought I'll do one half marathon and no more. To be honest, I hated the training. It was dull, it was boring, but when I did the half marathon, I got the most amazing adrenaline kick and thought it was absolutely brilliant, and have been running ever since, and have now done well over 100 half marathons to boot. So
wow.
That's my story.
that's a good start, I have to say. Now, we are talking about guide running here, but you do have some experience working and understanding visual impairment.
Yes, I do. For 10 years earlier in my working career, I was delighted to work for Action for Blind People, now fully part of RNIB. So I was used to working with and seeing adaptations that could be made to make life easier for blind and visually impaired people. And given my heavy involvement in road running, it was a natural link that when England Athletics were particularly keen to get more people involved as guide runners for blind and visually impaired people, that I put myself forward and did the course. And in fact, I've tutored on one occasion to help get more people making themselves available as guide runners for anybody who's blind or visually impaired and just thinks they need a little bit of help. And that help can be simply running alongside them, chatting to them, explaining about any obstacles that are likely to impede them, or equally, it might be going as far as having a tether or a band between the two so that they have more comfort in knowing that they're not going to run into the next lamppost.
That's always a good thing, I think.
Absolutely.
So in terms of the training then, I mean, we think of sight loss, you know, it's a huge range of conditions that people have and perhaps different assistance they may require. So is the training quite in-depth?
It's a day course. There's some theory and some practical. Obviously, at the end of the day, we want runners to become guide runners. So it's about getting them used to running with somebody else alongside them or tethered. But within the training, we do spend a little bit of time explaining to fully sighted people who have perhaps not got any experience of what being blind or visually impaired is all about the different types of visual impairment. Because certainly until I joined the Action for Blind People, I was unaware of the different types of visual impairment. And it's important that those guide runners know that. And it's not a case of one size fits all. Different people have different needs and different levels of sight loss. And it's understanding every individual is different and finding out what their needs are.
And being a guide runner as well, and in fact just being the runner with them who has the visual impairment, there has to be good communication there. But you know, a real element of trust, especially for the visually impaired runner with the guide. So does that mean that when you're paired up with someone, that tends to be a long-term thing?
Yes, it is. Hopefully a friendship grows out of that. So they need to be compatible, not only in terms of running ability. We can't have a slower guide runner who can't keep up with the visually impaired person, but also similar interests. Some, you know, ladies perhaps would prefer to have a lady guide runner, which is completely understandable, and perhaps same sort of age. Although having said that, I've been a guide runner for a young lady who's got a young family, and it's worked perfectly well. It's whatever the person feels most comfortable with. That's what it's all around. It's putting the visually impaired person first in this.
So are you still quite involved in guide running then? Are you still looking to build it around the UK?
We are, and indeed England Athletics with British Blind Sport are relaunching their national guide runner database. It's called Find a Guide, and it's live now, and anybody can go onto that database, put in their postcode, and it will come up. It's for over 18s only, I should say, and it will come up with a list of names of people who are qualified guide runners, so they've been fully DBS and vetted and they've been on the course. It says on there what distances they can run, what pace they can run, and how close or how far they're prepared to travel to meet visually impaired runners. If I may, the other thing I would mention is talk to your local running clubs, because that's how Andy discovered Werrington Joggers in Cambridgeshire. As a consequence of having Andy along, we've actually got a second visually impaired person who takes part in the club as well. So the clubs are very welcoming, but they will be keen to make the sport as inclusive as they possibly can for anybody with an interest.
We also have with us running fan Andrew Keir. Andrew, tell me a little bit about running. What got you into running?
It's partly because, yeah, I've always been so atrocious at team sports. That wasn't really a sight thing. That was just because I was just bad at them. But I was quite attracted to the individual nature of running. It was really the sport that I was any good at. It didn't matter if there was anyone else there. I could do it either, you know, with a group or on my own. I did marathon kayaking for quite a while. And then when I moved to Nottingham, I joined the running club mainly to supplement that and ended up getting sucked into it.
Is it a sport you find accessible, if that's the right word to use, because you have a visual impairment? Are you still able to run without a guide at the moment, or do you get any help?
I have central vision loss, so my sight loss affects me mainly when I'm reading, recognising people, reading road signs. So when I'm out and about, it doesn't affect me that much. I don't need a guide runner, and I'm not close to needing a guide runner, but I do find it useful in the dark when there are other people. If we come to a road, then we'll go across as a group. Well, I suppose it's a bit safer as well if you're running down some dark lane, if you're in a group. And if we're coming to a wheelie bin or a bollard or some sort of obstruction, then people will shout out, you know, bollards or car behind, and that's something they do for everyone. So in that respect, I do find running with a group easier with a visual impairment, as well as the motivational aspect of it, that it's just more pleasant to run with a group than on your own.
And I suppose if they're calling that out for everyone as well, it's not specifically you thinking, well, they're doing that because sight isn't the best, they do it for everyone anyway. And Tim's obviously telling us about the guide running scheme. Do you think that's a great idea? Is that something you'd like to see more of?
Yes, definitely. As I said, it is by its nature a very accessible sport, that you're not looking for a little ball that's whizzing about, and you're not so constrained by where everyone else is. And yes, I think the guide runner is useful. One thing, I was at a race recently and they were saying, oh, there are rabbit holes on this particular stretch. That was a little bit tricky. I think it's very accessible for blind people as well as partially sighted people.
What do you enjoy about running then? I mean, there's obviously the health benefits and the keeping fit. Anything else you enjoy about that?
The health benefits and the keeping fit is a big thing. It's very nice to be able to, you know, run for a bus or run up a couple of flights of stairs and be okay at the end of it. And the social aspect, I've got a bit involved with marshalling at Park Run and taking out new runners. And it's nice to be able to do something and feel that I'm putting in as well as taking out.
Tim, Andy's obviously enjoying the running. You know, he gets a lot from it as well. And as we said before, you know, you are looking to grow the guide running around the UK. Just remind us then, if people would like more information, where they can get that.
Well, the Find a Guide website address is www.findaguide.co.uk. I'd also encourage them to have a look at englandathletics.org. Their website has got lots of information about local running clubs. It's a massive site. There's loads of information on there. Or just make contact with your local running club and ask the same sort of questions that fully sighted people ask, you know, what time, where, and will I be made welcome? And I think the answer will always be a yes, or I'd certainly like to think so.
Well, let's hope more people do get involved. Follow on then to Tim Cook and to Andrew Keir. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me on. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope I've enthused a few people to pull on their training shoes and give running a go.